From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French police shoot and kill a man trying to attack a police station. French officials say the man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out to be fake. The incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. U.S. President Barack Obama says combining gun safety with background checks will save lives while respecting the constitutional right of Americans to own a weapon. Mr. Obama made his comments at a town hall-style meeting on his new executive orders for tighter gun control. The meeting was proposed by and broadcast on CNN television Thursday night from George Mason University, located just outside of Washington. South Korea said Thursday it will halt aid to North Korea and limit inter-Korean exchanges. The measures are being taken in response to North Korea's nuclear test earlier this week. A South Korean Unification Ministry official told reporters the latest test is a grave measure that has harmed peace on the Korean Peninsula and stability in the region. The official said the government will also limit South Koreans' entry into the Kaesong Industrial Complex. According to officials and local news reports, a truck bombing in western Libya has killed at least 50 people and wounded dozens. The attack came at a police training center. The bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility in the town of Zlatan. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Later Thursday, a car bombing east of Sirte left at least 6 people dead and 11 wounded. This is VOA News.